So at this point, you should have a broad structure for your content. And the way I suggest you do this is to start with the videos first, and then all the other mediums will naturally follow on from that. And so what we need to do now is to design our slides. Now, there's a few ways you can design slides. You can do it in Canva, you can do it in Google Slides, you can do it in the Pro Club Slide Maker, which I will give you for free, which will create kind of simple slides. Up until a couple of years ago, when I used to create a lot of very quick training courses, I used to use the Pro Club Slide Maker. It's very, very simple. It's just not as powerful as Google Slides or Canva. And broadly, the way to do this is we will want to make it so that one bullet point in our, or one title rather, is a slide. And that is then going to be roughly a paragraph of text. Okay, so one bullet point equals one slide equals one paragraph of text. So you can see here, for example, this would be a paragraph, okay, if that's making sense. Image in text is fine. So, you know, this is a pretty kind of complicated slide. We have a headline, we have bullet points, we have this image, we have a shape on top of the image. I've applied opacity to both of them, so they kind of faded into the background. You don't need to go this complicated and convoluted. You can create very quick slides by just creating an image with either DALL-E or Midjourney and dropping it into a Google Slide template. You will create the best slides with Canva, but it'll also take you the most time. And what you will definitely want to do is you will want to create 2 to 5 template layouts and then basically copy each one. So you can just, in Canva, you can just right click and make a copy. And if you look at, you know, these two slides, these are basically the same template. I didn't have to go and reposition the headline or remake the image or reposition the circle or change the font to the text. This is just a template that I've just reused, you know, 100 times throughout these slides. Now, the way that I recommend that you approach this is you start by recording the core slide content, okay? So don't do demos, don't do screencast videos of websites. Just do the kind of core structure that explains the methodology, and then later on you can go in and add those, as you know, into the kind of structure that you already have. And broadly, and I've certainly gone beyond this, but broadly, if you have just like a single headline and a single image or a few bullet points, then you can potentially know that you're going to spend 1 minute on each slide. And then based on this, you can calculate the length of not just the course, but also the ebook as well. Typically, you're going to be talking around 200 words per minute. And so one page is around 250 to 300 words, depending on the font. And so very, very roughly, each minute of text is going to be around one page. And so if you have, you know, 3 hours of videos, that's 180 minutes, that's around 180 pages. And this is very, very kind of back of the envelope stuff. And what we're also going to do is we're going to use AI to actually summarize that, to reformat that, and not just transcribe it, because obviously, you know, the way I'm talking now is hopefully sufficient from the purposes of a video course. But when it actually comes to turning that into a book, it will need to be reformatted and reworded differently. We're going to use AI to do that. To save us a huge amount of time, given the amount of content that we're talking with here. And the simplest way to actually do this is going to be to use Agent Text to create the images, and then Google Slides to prepare the text slides. But overall, Canva is still my favorite option for really high quality slides. Hopefully you can look at this and you can see that the slides, you know, are super duper high quality. It does take more time. But again, if you are going to go down this info product route, I think this, you know, focusing on quality is the way to do it.